Thank you for calling the Inspirational Phone Line at Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days ahead. This week's reading is from Acts 20, verses 7 through 12. Eucharist, raised from the dead at Troas. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eucharist, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and put his arms around him. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "He's alive." Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. After talking until daylight, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. Wow, what a passage from an act that is played across all of our minds and all of our memories for years and years as we think back on our youth in worshiping in church. This passage takes me back to my time as a youth in our church, and fidgeting in the pew, writing and scribbling wherever I could, with the pencil that it was little and that I remembered from miniature golf, and did its best job to take care of time and get us through the sermon. What I love about the passage is it's so applicable today as it was back in the teaching time of Paul. The message for me on this is pretty clear. As you go through your church life, you always feel that the practice of faith is the weekly act of attending services, listening to a sermon, reading scripture, and then practicing all of what you've learned on that Sunday through the next week till the next Sunday. The act of Paul putting his arms around Eucharist and raising him from the dead and giving him new life after falling out of that window during his sermon, some of which say was upwards of 12 hours, that is the life cycle of the church, in my opinion. It lets people know that the message of God raising the dead through the gift of the practice of worship in church, as well as the taking of sacraments through communion, keeps that wonderful and beautiful life cycle moving on for all those who practice. For those that obviously attend church on a regular basis and do remember their youth, they can very much empathize with Eucharist and very much appreciate and honor the story in which life is brought back by Apostle Paul and then allowed to bring the cycle of life all the way through and provide and set up that life eternal, which awaits all those who practice and live their faithful lives. It is for that reason I enjoy this passage very much. I hope that you will too. And like I say, it is a complete cycle that keeps us all remembering that God does raise the dead through the gift of the practice of worship.